With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures concerning the importance of planting organic vegetables and fruits, the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
유기농업이 기후 변화에 실제 어떤 기여를 하고 있고 유기농업을 하는 농민이나 소비자들은 어떤 자세로 일을 하는 것이 좋을까요? 또한 유기농업을 하면 수량이 줄어듭니다. 그래서 수량 감소에 대한 정부의 지원이나 소비자의 역할에 대해 설명해 주시면 고맙겠습니다. 감사합니다.
Thank you for your question, Mr. Lee. Actually, it has been found that a large-scale change to organic farming could feed the world. Research in Denmark and elsewhere has shown larger yields from organic farming on land that was previously underutilized. The producing of less harvests that you mentioned may be from fields that were previously cultivated with the chemical pesticides and fertilizers or trampled by livestock for prolonged period of time. These can show a drop in crop yields when switching to organic farming. But that is only initially, because the yields are shown to increase again over time. In fact, the large yields produced by conventional farming are taken at the expense of the soil, of our health, and of the environment. And these enormous single crops, such as soy, are mostly produced to feed animals for meat production, not for humans' consumption. In Africa, the United Nations Environment Program did a study in which they found crop yields were double when the small farmers used organic farming method. In this case, since the organic practices such as composting and rotating crops improves the soil, make it healthier, instead of buying fertilizers and pesticides, the organic farmers can use their money to buy better seeds. I have said before that government should also subsidize organic farmers until there is enough volume of demand to naturally sustain good yields. Another research in the U.S. found that organic farming methods could be used to triple farm yields. One of the main factors in enabling the high yields was the farmers were planting legumes like beans or soybean cover crops between growing seasons, which fix enough natural nitrogen in the soil to ensure high crop yields. In terms of global warming, many practices that come from organic farming remove carbon from the atmosphere. Even with climate change and soil variations around the world, recent studies have verified that organic agriculture, if practiced on the planet's 3.5 billion tillable acres, could sequester nearly 40% of current CO2 emissions. So, Mr. Lee, please continue what you're doing to spread the benefits of organic farming and encourage and training more organic farmers. I dream of a day when we need not to worry what we are feeding our children, whether it has chemicals, it has harmful substance, or is unnatural in any way, which is harmful to the health of us and of our children. Organic farming is the way to go. It helps to maintain our robust health and reduce global warming. Thank you for what you're doing, sir.
Hello. 저는 환경운동가는 박병상이라고 합니다. 기후변화를 막기 위해 채식을 권장하는 취지, 많은 소비자에게 인식시키는 일이 매우 시급하다는데 동의합니다. 다만, 채식이 제철 재고장에서 유기농업으로 재배한 농산물이라야 기후변화에 긍정적으로 기여하리라 믿습니다. 석유를 과다하게 소비하는 농산물의 수출 경쟁에 대하여 선생님께서는 어떻게 생각하시는지 궁금합니다. 감사합니다.
Yes, thank you also, Dr. Park. I definitely agree with you that it is important to eat from local organic vegan products. That is the best for our health and for our planet. But remarkably, eating vegan and especially organic vegan represents such an incredible savings for the planet that eating local is not really as important. But of course, the food that are grown nearby is better and fresher all the time. That we should choose if we can. A study conducted recently in Germany showed that the emissions of a meat eater over a one-year period were equivalent to driving a mid-sized car 4,758 kilometers. You know, like almost 3,000 miles per year. By contrast, a vegetarian diet was found to reduce these emissions by half. Moreover, an animal-free vegan diet produced less than one-seventh the greenhouse gases, representing an emissions saving of 86% by being vegan. But if you are an organic vegan person, then your diet was calculated at a 94% less emission. So we save 94% the pollution for the planet. While we of course want to minimize emission to be green overall, they are not as much compared to the heat trapping effects of greenhouse gases caused by the meat industry itself. So please, just be vegan. Plant organic and save the planet. Thank you, sir. Dr. Park. Just be an organic vegan. Then you reduce 94% emission of pollution for the planet. 94%. So we could still drive our car until we have better cars. We could still fly our airplane until we develop a better technology. Just be vegan. Everything else stay almost the same until we can invent something better. And we are safe. If we are all vegans, the planet is saved and our lives will be saved. Our generation in the future will be saved. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. Please be vegan. Organic vegan.
我是讲一下有机种植，在这个山西省的省政府吧，对这